Well, good morning, everyone. As you just heard, it is a special day in our series on biblical emotions because for the majority of the rest of our service, we're essentially, every Sunday is a joyful day, okay? Amen to that. But today, especially, as we consider the emotion of joy, the human emotion of joy in our biblical and how Christians bring our joy to the Lord, that's what we're going to be doing today because we used to do ministry updates and testimonies and things at the annual general meeting, and so like 40 people would get to hear it, and it's the 40 people who already knew it. So we switched it the last couple of years, and now today is our celebration Sunday, and so you're going to get not so much reports, but you're going to get stories throughout the rest of the service of the things that God is doing in and amongst his people, and we get to celebrate and respond in joy. But just before that, a 40-minute sermon. No, I'm kidding you. Very, very quickly, we were reminded at the beginning of the series that to follow Jesus means to bring every part of our Christian life under the influence of the gospel. So there's no part of your life as a disciple or a follower of Jesus that is not under the guidance and the influence of the gospel and following Jesus Christ, and especially our joy and our sources of joy. So think about that for a minute. Where do Christians find joy? And again, I know you know the answer is obvious, but sometimes we don't make that connection. And at various points in our life, we can be finding joy in places that God did not intend us to find joy, and it ultimately is not fulfilling. The very first question of the Westminster Shorter Catechism, and catechism is a fancy church word for instruction. So the first question of the Westminster Shorter Catechism, or instruction, asks this question: what is the chief end of man? And the answer to that first question out of 107 in the catechism, or instruction on the Christian life, is: man's chief end is to glorify God and to enjoy him forever. So one of the most important, if not the most important question a Christian can ask themselves is, where is my joy grounded? Did God intend me to be joyful and to be happy? And the answer is yes. It is the chief end of man to glorify God and enjoy him forever. And so we ask ourselves, where is my joy grounded? Where do I go for joy? Because as the early church fathers of the Reformation discovered, the Westminster Catechism was built and put together over 2 or 3 years, and it was finalized in 1648. That's almost 375 years ago? It's a long time ago, just shy of 400 years ago. And these early church fathers felt it important enough to make the very first instruction of their catechism that the chief purpose of mankind is God's glory and our joy. And notice this, they did not say the chief ends of man, plural, is to glorify God and enjoy him forever. It is one end, it is one purpose, that glorifying God causes us to enjoy him forever. Our joy is in glorifying God, and God's glory is in our joy. So it is one end. It's not two ends. We have to glorify God and enjoy him. It's one end, because our joy comes from his glory, and his glory comes from our joy. And God is so wise to have worked it that way, that he is glorified when we're happy in him. Isn't that great? Right? He's not glorified when we do a whole bunch of, you know, works and rituals and, you know, white knuckle our way through the Christian faith and do things that we really don't enjoy and be really unhappy. God is glorified when we are happy Christians in him. Psalm 34:4 says, delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. When we delight in God, then our heart delights in what God delights in, and God delights in giving us what he and we both delight in. And in fact, we start to see everything that is delightful as being expression of God's glory. James says it this way: every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father. And so we delight as Christians, or we find our enjoyment in everything, whether it's our marriage, our job, our children, where we live, the food we eat, the books we read. Everything that we do, we find delight in as we are able to receive them as gifts of the good Father. And so a Christian's true delight in a good steak, or if you're a vegetarian, I suppose an amazing lentil soup, if that exists. Our delight is not in the steak or in the soup. Our delight is in the Father who provides those good gifts to us. And so all the things that we delight in the created world point us back, James says, towards the Father of lights, towards the good Father who has provided them. So we don't fall in love with God's stuff or the things he gives us. We allow the gifts to point us back to the one who we truly love, the Father and his Son and the Spirit. And let me say especially that because God's people, the church, are the body of Christ, there is a special joy. So I'm getting to what today is about. There is a special joy when we rejoice in the people and in the presence of the church. And so as Christians, we should be filled with joy at everything God is doing and in all the people of God who we get to interact with here at Lakeside and in the church, the wider church, the global church. And God is doing great things among his body and among his people. Psalm 122:1 says this way. David says, I was glad when they said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. David is glad. He is happy when it's time for church. He loves going to worship with God's people. And then when he's there to praise and celebrate God with his people. And that is what today is about. This is our celebration Sunday where we get to find out about what God is doing in all different age groups, all different ministries, all different areas of people's lives through Lakeside. And we get to celebrate and enjoy him. The final psalm that is in the Bible is Psalm 150. It says, praise the Lord, praise God in his sanctuary, praise him in his mighty heavens, praise him for his mighty deeds, praise him according to his excellent greatness, praise him with trumpet sound, praise him with lute and harp, praise him with the tambourine and dance, praise him with strings and pipe, praise him with sounding cymbals, praise him with loud clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord, praise the Lord. And so that's your job today. I don't know if you got trumpets or cymbals with you. I know you've got kazoos. Not yet. Not yet. But for the rest of this morning, we are just going to praise the Lord for everything that he is doing in our church and in our midst. Let me pray, and we will get it going. We'll start with Elena. Father God, thank you that we have this incredible church, that you have blessed us with all of God's people that we have here gathered today and those online and those who aren't able to be here. We love our church family. We are glad to go to the house of the Lord. It is a joy to us. And so, Father, I pray that that joy will be reflected in our hearts as we think about the things that you have done for us over the last year and continue to do and bless us. We pray these things in Christ's name. Amen.